الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه واسال التوبه والمغفره والهدايه انه هو التواب الرحيم واغفرنا يا كريم واغفرنا يا كريم واغفرنا يا كريم واغفرنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدوس يا حافظ يا الله الاول يا الله الاخر يا الله الظاهر يا الله الباطن يا الله حره وشره من الله تعالى فاشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له فأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين اشفعنا يا شفيع المذنبين في رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأن ليس للإنسان إلا ما سعى صدق الله العظيم الله تعالى says in the Quran al-Kerim and that man can have nothing but what he strives for Today people greet each other, say Happy New Year. The ones who were 10 years old grew to be 11. The ones who were 40 years old grew to be 41. But the one like me who is 90 years old is 1 year closer to death. It's also a time because they consider it as a beginning. It's the time to make what they call New Year's resolution. Something which you should have done last year and you didn't do, you will attempt to do this year and probably will not be able to do it again. Now Asmundians do not necessarily seek happiness in this world. We know better, or at least we should. So Happy New Year is not good enough for us. Maybe we should try to be truthful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, he who lies is not one of us. He doesn't say he who eats pork is not one of us, he who drinks is not one of us, he doesn't say he who steals is not one of us, but he says he who lies is not one of us. So maybe we should stop lying and we should tell the truth. Especially to ourselves. Now, in this room, most of us are people who were born elsewhere, probably in so-called Muslim countries. and we came to this country, which is not a Muslim country. This ain't Makkah Mukarrama nor Madinah Munawwara. We didn't come here to excel in our religion. We came here to excel in the dunya. In here, we work for the dunya to have a better life, to have more money. And when we fail somewhat in our religion, we condemn America, which we came with our own will to better our material life. We condemn the materialistic world. And we say, well, that's why I miss my prayer. That's why I cannot fast or take ablution. We are not telling the truth. Is not America Allah's country? Is not the material world Allah's world? Is not this physical body in which my soul resides belong to Allah Ta'ala? There is a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your physical body is your animal of burden where your soul resides and rides. It should be fed and clothed and made comfortable. It's an obligation to keep your animal of burden in good shape. And it is unlawful to abandon prayer. It is also unlawful not to nourish that which makes you able to do your prayer. It's an obligation, as making your prayers is an obligation, to work, to make money, to support yourself and your dependents. It's even an obligation to put money aside and work harder to be able to make more money to put aside. Because from reliable sources we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to store enough food for himself and his dependents sufficient for a whole year. And then there is a hadith whereby Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the best of men is the one who is good to others. So it's an obligation to work even harder to make more money to enable you to satisfy the needs of the ones who cannot satisfy their needs themselves. Now then, therefore, to work for the world, to take care of oneself and of your family and the ones who are in need, is a religious duty as much as it is to make your prayers and fast during Ramadan and pay your zakat. We all, as I said, came to this country because we wanted precisely to have a better life for ourselves and for those who depend on us. But to use that as an excuse to be less attentive to our religion instead of making it a part of our religion. All what we need to do, which I have been pounding on during the last 2 weeks, we can do exactly what we are doing, except being heedless while doing it, if we remember that we are a Muslim. And whatever we are doing it, do it as a Muslim. A Muslim wouldn't necessarily work in an ammunition factory or in a bar or in a whiskey factory. And then when a Muslim sees a tyranny, he doesn't participate in it, he tries to undo it. When he sees a brother who is failing in his duties, he encourages him to do his duties. All what we need to do is to remember that we are a Muslim in whatever we are doing. Then it would be done as if, even if you do not pronounce the word Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, it would be done in the name of Allah Ta'ala, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. And as a Muslim, you will be doing the right thing and certainly not the wrong thing. So I beg Allah Ta'ala that He doesn't make us lie to ourselves and say that it is this world which prevents us to be good Muslims. For there is also a hadith Qudsi in which Allah Ta'ala addresses the world and He says, "Oh world, if my servant looks at you, lives in you, and remembers me looking at you and working for you, be its loyal servant and serve him as a loyal servant." But if my servant lives in you and looks at you and forgets me, says Allah Ta'ala, then be a horrible master and make him a slave and whip him 1,000 times a day. And indeed, we have that experience when we become slaves of the world and forget Allah Ta'ala and forget that we are Muslims. We are certainly hit hard on the head. And when we look at the world and remember Allah Ta'ala and work for Allah Ta'ala, that world becomes indeed our servant and our slave. Ya Rabbi.